Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, Crab Diving Live, broadcasting in thy direction from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East. Then if you're not listening to us live, thanks for downloading us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or you can always get us at crabdiving.com.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
However you're listening to us, thanks. Social media, join us at Crab Diving during the show. You can tweet us, and we check that once in a while, and tweet us anytime, actually.
Yes.
We're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Right. That's right.
And
yay,
you can help us out if you'd like. When you go buy shit from Jeff Bezos' empire over at Amazon, you can use our link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, and it'll take you there. And we get a little commissione. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here with a wee pence or two. Not a Mike Pence.
All right. Just a wee although a mushroom size. Although I understand
he's cheap now.
Oh, yeah.
His rates are low.
Just if you, he will do anything for you.
Maybe he'll go back to radio.
He should work for someone. No one is more loyal to anyone than that guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's a guy to hire. He will stay by your side. I don't know how you do it, but he's loyal.
Yeah.
You know, up until, you know, you try to have him hung, literally.
Well, and even then. You
know? Right. Even then,
right?
That's nuts.
Yes,
fuck, man. I mean,
even then,
Mike, I think your relationship with your boss was very toxic. I don't know. I think his relationship with everything is toxic.
Mike Pence.
What an incredible fuckhead.
That's it. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's happening, everybody? You know, I know that impeachment trial is happening.
Oh, sure.
Is it making you... Well, how is the... are you feeling like the president is more guilty than you thought? Or less guilty?
Oh, no, I thought he was pretty fucking
than
guilty.
Than you thought. Right. So
about the same.
Right. And you considered
him. We started off as he could not be more guilty.
Guilty as shit. Right.
Oh, sure.
Guilty as fuck. Even.
Yes.
OK. Now, has this
fucking shit.
Has this changed that your decision at all?
Of course not.
Of course not.
We knew all this. There's nothing new that's really coming out. I mean, some new video of some of the assholes.
Did you hear what Our evil former Madam Secretary tweeted out that...
Hold on, we have a Kong issue.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
It's gone under the table.
Damn!
That I didn't have the computer to... on. There we go. I got it.
Well, Hillary said, you know, she tweeted out, she said that, well, if the Republicans don't vote to convict, it won't be because they don't believe the case. It's just
They're
his conspirators.
Yeah.
They're in on it.
And they're weenies.
Yes.
I mean, craven cowards.
How are they not on the same side, some of them, though? I mean, some of them want the insurrection,
on
right?
On which side? Well, a couple. I don't know how many that would actually
would have wanted Trump to overthrow the actual election.
Then why would
they were just
they...
posturing? Even the assholes that voted to overturn the election knew it wouldn't work.
Yeah. Then why did they vote for it?
Because they want to get reelected. And they know that there's probably a lot of the Trump's knuckle dragging base.
Don't they, that's
in their,
harmful. But in that's harmful.
Districts.
But that's harmful to the country. They should know that, right?
It's, and your point is?
Don't they care? Don't they care? Don't you care, Ron DeSantis? No. What you care about, you fuck. You
no,
care.
He wants to be president in 2024.
No, no. Fuck no. He's gonna absolutely not.
I'll bet you
no.
he runs. I'll bet you he runs.
No. No. Not the guy that was like, well, my team won the Super Bowl, so I'm going to go out and shit out all this horrible fucking coronavirus from my mouth.
He literally said, how can I drink beer with a mask on? That's our governor.
How do you cling to life with a fucking ventilator down your fucking throat? It's uncomfortable. It sucks. No, but sure. How can you drink a beer? God. Cuomo needs to come down here and, you know.
Well, we don't do that Wakanda thing.
Really? That surprises me about Florida. For some reason, that seems on brand for this state.
Maybe DeSantis is in good shape.
Chainsaws! Fuck that, he is not.
Democratic impeachment managers today warn the Senate that convicting Donald Trump isn't just about blocking him from the White House. It's also about the prospect of him running and losing again.
It's bad.
Ted Lieu, the awesome Ted Lieu from California, said, I'm not afraid of Donald Trump running again in 4 years. I'm afraid he's going to run again and lose because he can do this again.
Right. Yeah.
In other words, incite a horde of rampaging morons.
What is it? Do you think these Republicans are so opportunistic that they yes. think that this will not, that Trump has no ability to be what would be called like an existential thing?
Existential
crisis.
Threat?
An existential threat to our existence. Meaning we wouldn't have an existence anymore. He could end us. Is that right?
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't think people appreciate that. You know, what do people think? That we're indestructible? They don't give a fuck about the coronavirus. They walk around in it so much without a mask. We have all these fucking variants. And they don't appreciate the fact that Trump could end us like fucking Thanos.
Well, I don't know that he could end any more than he could do that. But he could cause a lot of trouble. Still.
Yeah.
But I think less and less. I think he's going to go away.
Right.
Has he had a rally yet? Has he been out? Has he waddled off of Mar-a-Lago's grounds yet? That
he's
we know
not
of?
At Mar-a-Lago. He is in the second White House.
Oh, that's right. Somewhere
deep underneath Pennsylvania
yeah, for his March 4th inauguration, according to the Q loons.
All you religious fuckers that are making money off the dumb people, I blame everyone involved, but you. You motherfuckers can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, join us tomorrow, Faithless Friday.
Oh, my God.
We'll focus on those motherfuckers.
It's so funny because there is no God and Jesus. And none of this existed. And if he did, he was black.
The, oh, my God. 15 Republican senators refused to show up for today's impeachment trial.
Why? Hey. It's their job, isn't it?
Quiet.
Why don't they want to? What's their thing? They don't want to be seen supporting or not supporting Donald Trump. They just don't want to.
Oh, they think it's a big farce that how dare these evil Democrats.
Is this their attempt to like keep their shit off the record? You know, or does that not make?
This is a point. The 15 senators who couldn't be bothered to stay in the room should lose their vote. Instant recusal.
Why?
What jury member can walk out and say, you know, I don't like the way this is going. I'll be back for the jury vote. How does that happen?
I don't even understand how that works. That sounds
what arrogant,
fucking weird.
Fucks. I mean, just scum.
Who are you talking
the
about?
Republicans.
The Republicans. Oh, yeah. Well,
Jesus Christ, these senators, they can't even show up and do their fucking job.
And they, yeah, And these are horrible
craven
people.
Scumbags. I mean,
absolutely,
just really the lowest among us.
Somehow we have to figure out a way to get this religious shit out of here, out of our society, ripped from the fabric of our existence, and then everyone will realize these rich people need to be eaten, and not in a fun way.
Ew.
And not in a fun way.
A lot of fat. So I just saw that on the Twitter.
Yes.
Tweet us during the show or anytime at Crab Diving.
Ooh.
That's pretty fucking annoying.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, just outrageous.
Yeah, it's what? Who likes that? Who is that?
The crowd that kicked in the windows on the Capitol.
That move is supposed to appeal to the maggots. Because they don't believe this is legitimate at all. They think that because ever since we got rid of the gold standard, Trump shouldn't.
This is just the Democrats being political. This isn't. They shouldn't even have this. They're probably.
It is political.
Pretending it's unconstitutional, which it ain't.
The thing is, this is political. It is political. It's an impeachment trial, you motherfuckers. Ran by our politicians. God,
we need these attorneys general to just get the fuck out of that guy. Just rake him over the coals.
Yeah.
Hit him with everything because
right.
He can't get away with everything. What does that show this country's turned into? Russia. Turned into Russia. The rich people, the oligarchs really run it, and the elections are just theater.
Yeah, and what? If we're lucky, every few terms or so, a liberal will get elected. That'll maybe throw some cash to PBS here and there. But other than that, it's just a bunch of oligarchs selling off our natural resources to fatten their purses. So Ivanka could get lip injections.
Trump has indicated he doesn't intend to leave politics, it says here at the HuffPo.
Okay.
He still has not recanted his claim that he won the 2020 election. On the last day when he left Washington, he said he would be back in some form.
Oh, gross. What form? Solid, liquid, or gas?
Even after the insurrection, 40%. Of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents say Trump should run again in 2024.
What?
40% of Republicans. Well, that's not enough to get him reelected if he couldn't get elected this time.
But what of the people that died at that fucking thing?
What about them?
Those Republicans would still vote for Donald Trump despite they thought the siege, that many people think the siege is justified.
The police.
Are you kidding
me? The police joined the wrong side. We're burning our blue line flag.
No, that's probably not true. That's actually not true. There was a high percentage of uniformed people in that crowd.
And they allegedly flashed their badges and walked right in to the Capitol.
The insurrectionists flashed their law enforcement badges to get into the Capitol.
Allegedly. to pass some of the cops that were trying to hold people back.
Do we see how insidious this shit is? And this is like a prelude. This is a prelude to bullshit unless people start fucking voting better. God, you dumb fucking fucks. You fuckheads that vote Republican because you think, I don't know. You have a baby, and there's Nancy Pelosi with a sawed-off shotgun shooting it, the murdering babies.
Yeah.
What do they think is going on that makes the
not
Republicans
far from what you just
die?
Don't forget, they think that some of them think that there's a video out there of Hillary and Uma Abedin killing a kid and cutting its face off and wearing its face like a mask.
And that's only Wednesday night.
They believe there's a video. Have you seen the video? Oh, no, but it's out there. They report on it.
No, you don't know it's out there. This is how you know it's not out there, because we haven't seen it. If there was a video of Hillary wearing a baby's face as a mask, we would see that shit. We would see it. 24/7 it would be on Fox fucking News, would it not?
I would.
Oh, please.
I would think for sure.
Hannity would be blowing through you know, layers of the pins.
It's going down the tubers. It's going down the tubers.
Oh, yeah. Filling so many diapers, those two.
Dumb
fucks.
Representative Diana DeJette,
DeJette
from Colorado said impeachment is not to punish, but to prevent. We're not here to punish Donald Trump. We're here to prevent the seeds of hatred from bearing any more fruit.
Yes, thank you. Protect us from these lunatics. What she said.
Then they played some greatest hits from all the way back to 2016. 2016, he told the crowd to knock the crap out of protesters, saying that I'll pay for the legal fees, I promise.
Good luck with that, fuckheads.
Of course, the very fine people on both sides, in reference to the white nationalist rally where a woman was killed.
Right. Do you think that he paid those legal fees?
No.
You dumb fucks.
Yeah, good luck getting that money.
He's not pardoning you. He's not paying your legal fees. He doesn't like you. So stupid.
He praised a representative at the time, Greg Gianforte, for body slamming a reporter, saying any guy that can do a body slam, he's my kind of guy.
Well, it's not.
By the way, Greg Gianforte?
Yes.
Is now the governor of Montana.
Damn.
Good job, Montana.
God. Jesus fuck, man. I lived in Montana, and there are a lot of goddamn hippies there, so I don't understand.
You lived in Bozeman. There's a lot of goddamn hippies in Bozeman.
There are a lot of hippies, man.
In Bozeman.
Right. No, no. In there,
did they vote? You think they voted for Greg Gianforte?
No, I stayed in the neighborhood where the theater majors were living.
Keep going.
Man, Montana is awesome. You got to connect with the hippies in Bozeman, you know? You know what my house family? I was living in the basement of this guy's house, and him and his nutty wife, they did, they were both nutty. The nutty was spread out amongst the two. They both did murder mystery shows, dinner theater. Like
they were the actors in the murder mystery? Well, that must be kind of fun. I mean.
And I lived there, and they were total hippies. And I said, well, do I need keys or anything? I was like, we don't lock the house. Okay. You know, they were horrified that I suggested.
We're not from the evil city. Yeah. We don't have any Negroes in this state. That's what they wanted to say.
No, you know, this guy,
maybe not if they're theater folk.
Right. You know, and
not that there aren't racist theater folk.
No, but this guy, he was one of these people that you can never relax around because you hang out with somebody and they always look like they're ready to go. Even if they're not ready to go anywhere, but it seems like they're both, he would always sit around in his jacket with his shoes on and a hat, like just like watch TV like that. It was disconcerting.
Drudge Report says Trump's words come back to haunt him.
Boo.
Wall Street Journal op-ed says Trump won't live down his disgraceful conduct.
Wow. I mean, you would think.
And this other headline, I have this, let me see if I like my version. In the one I have in the spreadsheet, better.
Oh, wee wee.
It's okay. Bloomberg.
Yes.
A member of the far right Proud Boys. Oh, I've got a different one. A member of the far right Proud Boys, charged for his role in the riot.
Right.
Is blaming Trump for his conduct, saying he was misled by the president's deception.
Right. Well, also then, if that's the case, if that turns out to be true, then society needs to reevaluate your mental health and you need to go take kindergarten again or something, okay? God. Were you misled?
This is the one I've got. This is an Oath Keeper.
Oh my God.
And an Oath Keeper.
Well.
Without my voice cracking.
Yeah.
The Justice Department is now making clear that a leader among the Oath Keepers, the Quebec version, mm-hmm. I understand.
The Quebec?
We are the Oath Keepers.
Uh-huh. We are the Knights!
That up until recently said knee.
Knee.
The Justice Department is now making clear that a leader among the Oath Keepers paramilitary group who planned and led others in the U.S. Capitol siege to attempt to stop the Biden presidency believed that she was responding to the call from then-President Donald Trump himself.
Now, is she out on bail?
As the, As the inauguration grew nearer, Jessica Watkins indicated that she was awaiting direction from President Trump, the prosecutors wrote in a filing this morning.
Wow. Literally? Like he was going to call her?
Well, no.
Well, maybe.
He gave him a stand down, stand by.
But I mean,
who knows?
He might have.
Yeah.
I mean, that would
Jessica, are you there?
Jessica there. It's because say happy birthday.
This is the most direct language yet from federal prosecutors linking Trump's requests for support in Washington to the most militant aspects of the insurrection.
Wow. You know what pisses me off is like sometimes these Republicans would just say, you just love Obama. You guys just have this cult-like adoration for Obama.
But this is the Justice Department.
Yeah.
Our new cleansed, mostly hopefully cleansed Justice Department.
Right.
That is in an official filing linked Trump's directives to the crazier ones who organize this shit.
Jesus.
And they're oath keepers. They're the violent ones.
Oh, yeah. They're a motorcycle gang, though, right?
The Justice Department said her concern about taking action without his backing was evident in a November 9th, 2020 text in which she stated, I'm concerned this is an elaborate trap. Unless the POTUS himself activates us, it's not legit. The POTUS has the right to activate units, too. Oh, that's creepy. If Trump asks me to come, I will. Otherwise, I can't trust it. And guess what? She went to Washington.
Oh,
so what does that mean?
So
she felt that she got the signal from Trump or, you know,
from Roger Stone
or from Roger Stone.
Roger Stone.
That's
now,
his group. Yeah.
Yeah. And he has been seen, photographed and filmed with these lunatics walking around with him.
Clothed and unclothed.
Right. Well, listen, everybody knows your AR jams in the sauna.
Huh?
The AR always jams in the sauna. Come on.
Oh, yeah. That's what they say.
A fixed bayonet.
When you have coke dick. Prosecutors describe Watkins as a military veteran who's now a leader in the broader right-wing militia movement.
Yay, what a great movement. I'm so happy. We have a broader right-wing militia movement. That's great.
She was arrested several weeks ago, has been indicted for conspiracy and other charges related to the Capitol riots. She is instrumental in a group called the Ohio State Regular Militia.
Sweet. God.
And a key player in taking action and communicating with others once she was inside the Capitol on January 6th. So she was one of these with walkies, I think.
Oh, my God. She's the coordinator. She's out on bond, obviously. Allowed to go on vacation outside the country, probably. Anything. She is white.
I mean, I haven't gotten to that part yet. I don't know if it says it, but I would assume so, sure.
God, I mean, what is...
She recruited at least two people to the insurrection and was training others to be in, quote, fighting shape for the presidential inauguration.
These are fucking terrorists, okay? We can dance around it all we fucking want, but we're talking about... militia with a political agenda, lots of fucking weapons, and they're crazy.
On a radio app, she said her group is 30 to 40 people.
God.
She said she allegedly had, quote, a single-minded devotion to obstruct through violence the certification of Joe Biden's presidency.
Ugh.
Crimes of this magnitude committed with such zeal belie any conditions of release that would reasonably assure the safety of the community. Oh, this must be her bail hearing.
Oh, right. So she's not out.
Not out.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeebus.
They note she said on the radio channel, we are in the main dome right now. We are rocking it. What a fucking asshole.
It's so stupid, too. Oh, my God, you dumb, violent fuckheads.
But that shows they thought they would get away with it. I mean, they really thought, hey, no problem. The president sent us here. This is our house.
You know, Joe, Mr. President, please, we need to take these. These people are terrorists. You got to do something to protect us from these fucking lunatics. What are they doing?
Justice Department says Watkins wore camouflage fatigues and combat gear, including a tactical vest, boots, and a helmet, and spoke to other oath keepers over radio.
Wow. Listen to that well-armed, well-suited up terrorist.
Well, this is scary.
God.
Prosecutors also said they believe paramilitary Trump supporters, this is a different story, paramilitary Trump supporters discussed transporting weapons across the Potomac into Washington, D.C.
What?
They were going to ship weapons on a boat, like
why?
Fucking Washington, crossing the Potomac, because they were probably checking cars going into D.C.
We got to get a handle some certain on point. These people. There are things.
So they were going to take a boat.
Jesus fucking Christ. One guy is president like Donald Trump, who is dumb as shit. And all of a sudden, we have a Navy has formed to storm the Capitol.
Prosecutors say 3 days before the siege, this other asshole, Thomas Caldwell, who was charged with conspiracy.
Yeah.
Texted a person believed to be connected with the paramilitary group, the Three Percenters,
yay,
about using a boat to cross the Potomac.
Oh.
He wrote about having someone at a dock ramp or a dock ramp and pretending to use a boat or two for fishing.
Yeah. Well,
he wrote that it would help his contacts avoid driving into Washington, D.C., which has much stricter gun laws.
Let me tell you something, dumb fuck.
Than neighboring Virginia across the river.
I don't care. This is a horrible plan. I have lived not all my life in the South, but some of it, and I've seen a lot of action at boat docks. Now, if you want to do something,
set up a webcam and make money watching the action at boat docks. It's not just the South, by the way.
No, but listen, if
I was at quite really? A few boat docks in Wisconsin.
My,
oh my
God,
God,
dude! People, yeah, are they drunk?
Of course. If but they're not, well, that's not coming drunk. Off the, I mean, even coming off the water. I mean, there's people popping them open as they're putting the boat in the water.
I mean, it's, I'm just saying, if your job, if you want to get somewhere without being noticed, you know, don't use a boat dock. Don't do that. If you're just trying to slip
well,
in,
they were
going to
pretend to be fishing.
Yeah. Again, that's still.
As they're loading AR-15.
That's, wow. you guys fish like I do.
Yeah. Oh, I like to use dynamite.
But you still have to
those
get.
Those fuckers float right to the top.
But you still have to get the boat off the dock. You know what I mean? Like a boat. Or are they just docking the boat?
Well, they would be there pretending.
Oh.
To be fishing, and then they would receive the boat. They were there at the ramp. They were going right. to stake out the ramp and wait for their drug runner to, or their gun runner to show up.
Is there anyone there that's going to coach them on the acting aspect of this?
No, I'm assuming they're all well-versed in improv.
I'm pretending to fish. Pretending to fish is not an effective objective. You know what I mean? You got to have something more active than that. You can't pretend to fish. You have to fish.
I got to level 6 at Second City.
Zip, zap, zop. You're not fishing.
It's crazy.
That is fucking
the more we
nuts.
Learn about this bullshit, yeah, the scarier it gets.
These fuckers, we gotta go get these fuckers, man. God, I sound crazy, but geez. They got boats. Oh, whatever. God.
I don't know why Maddo is trending. I'm just trying to find out why.
Rachel? Shit. I'm behind, man. I didn't hear her show from last night, but I heard it two nights ago, and I just remember thinking, oh, God, that was horrible. But I don't remember what. Just, you know.
Last night she tweeted a New York Times story quoting, several senators appeared visibly distressed. There were sharp intakes of breath during footage of rioters cursing Mrs. Pelosi. Tighten fingers on armrest, et cetera, et cetera. But then Lindsay, where's my Lindsay story?
Oh, Lindsey Graham.
Did you see Lindsay today?
Yeah.
Here it is. Lindsay tweeted.
Lindsay.
Last night.
Yes.
The not guilty vote is growing after today. I think most Republicans found the presentation by the House managers offensive and absurd.
I saw that. What's wrong with him?
Well, then Jake Tapper at CNN put out 4 tweets.
Yeah.
Retweeted Lindsay's ridiculous tweet. And then he said, I chatted on background on phone and text with six GOP senators about this.
Right.
Four of them strongly disagreed with Graham's assessment.
Yeah.
That most Republicans were offended.
Right.
And think it's absurd. He said the fifth told me it's possible others were offended since they had experienced the assault and didn't need to be reminded of how horrible it was. So they might, there might've been a couple of people who were like really disturbed by it.
Absolutely.
They didn't want to see it again. They were traumatized by it. Mitt Romney.
Right.
Maybe.
I just can't take it.
And it said the sixth addressed the other part of Graham's criticism from Hannity. The legal theory they have is absurd, that somehow that Trump is a secret member of the Proud Boys.
Secret.
The sixth senator said, suggesting Trump intended for a violent mob to attack the Capitol, as opposed to underlining his recklessness, might be a bridge too far. So I guess they didn't like some of the Democrats' framing as, you know, this was a planned, coordinated thing with Trump at the lead. They're saying that the Democrats should have just said Trump was reckless and stupid, even that he knew violent people were coming.
So this is crazy. So the Republicans are negotiating.
Is an asshole.
They're negotiating.
It's probably Rand Paul. What?
Oh yeah, they're negotiating, the senators, though, right? They think, well, but maybe we could get the Democrats just to agree that Trump was negligent and did some stuff that was really horrible and inappropriate, but it wasn't intentional. I mean, that's what they're hoping. That's what they want, some agreement like that for some reason.
Yeah, they're trying to save their own sacks.
If you want to save sacks, you need to find out like why the Capitol was stormed, how it was stormed. Was it coordinated? I mean, you said that one person had a walkie-talkie.
Well, several of them, yeah.
It sounds coordinated to me. And, you know, Trump openly talked about it. He's like, you got to come to this rally. It's going to be fucking wild, right? As opposed to his other rallies, I thought they were pretty wild. But this one was, like, wild.
Particularly crazy.
Particularly wild. God.
Anytime a guy in horns shits in the rotunda.
I tell you what, for what went on in the Capitol, I think America has been restrained. I think it's nuts. And I think you gotta arrest some. Somebody has to be arrested, other than the people that stormed the building.
Well, that's what they're working on, is the who was complicit.
Yeah.
There's talk of a 9/11 style panel.
No, make it a bigger thing. No. It needs to be bigger style.
Like Benghazi.
Benghazi. Think big. Think bigger than anything. Benghazi style. Benghazi size.
Benghazi style. There is this story.
Right.
That is now coming out. This is Politico.
Politico.
This fucking good job, Alabama. You take Tommy Tuberville, or Tuberville, is really taking some of the pressure off of our idiots.
Yeah.
In the Senate.
Right. Tuberville is he is a senator. Oh my god.
He's
god damn, man. I mean, and you elected the goddamn coach of fucking Auburn,
and he apparently is dumb, really dumb,
and he's corrupt.
It doesn't have to do with football, but I don't think he was that great of a football coach. Well, either,
nah, whatever, he was corrupt and being sued for some fraud something. So, like,
that's a prerequisite for the Republicans.
Oh, that's right. That matters, but in the different way you would think it would matter.
Politico, this is Kyle Cheney writing. Senator Tommy Tuberville revealed late Wednesday that he spoke to Donald Trump on January 6th, just as a violent mob closed in on the Senate.
Okay.
He informed the then president directly that Vice President Mike Pence had just been evacuated from the chamber.
Ooh, evacuated.
I said, Mr. President, they just took the vice president out. I've got to go. He told Politico, saying he cut the phone call short amid the chaos.
Oh, my gosh.
The existence of the phone call had been previously reported, but the detail that Tuberville informed Trump that Pence was in danger is a new and potentially significant development for House prosecutors.
Why? Why? Are
because
you saying...
it occurred around the time that Trump sent out a tweet that attacked Pence for not having the courage.
You're saying...
to stop Biden's victory.
You're saying Tommy Tuberville contacted Trump, said, listen, this is what's going on. Here's where Pence is. And then Pence was like, oh, they have him on the run. So now I'm going to tweet. Trump. Let's go. Yeah, yeah.
Trump was like, yeah.
Let's go get him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
That's so sinister. I mean, it's as if he was mad Pence voted to certify.
Or Trump's tweet caused the idiots to go looking for Pence specifically.
Yeah. I mean, but what would Trump gain from having the mob go rip Pence a new asshole? Would that make him look powerful to the country? I mean,
story is he was walking around the White House wondering why everyone else wasn't stiff.
Did he think that, what did he want? Would he have been happy if some of those loons would have got into the Congress in like, assaulted AOC or went after Katie Porter? Would that upset him, or would that?
No, I don't think so.
Wait. It would not upset him.
No. Do you think it would? Are you going to put it out there? Are you
going to
take the
so.
Opposite argument?
No, I sure as
I want evidence.
I mean, it's just this. Think about it. Think about who these people voted for.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to sit here and think. I'm sorry. You hear shit like this, you got to think the most sinister. He wanted those people. He was mad that in that moment, he was so mad Mike Pence voted to certify that he wanted Pence to pay. So it's like, fuck it. I'm going to tweet out. Fuck him. If he thinks that he's not going to do what I want, I'm going to show him what that means. Oh, my God.
The phone call itself figured into the House impeachment manager's case against Trump. The managers noted that while a mob encroached on the Senate chamber, Trump was ignoring his allies' pleas for help to publicly call them off.
He was mad at Pence.
Instead, Trump accidentally phoned Senator Mike Lee as he sought to get in touch with Tuberville to request the Alabama senator continue. Oh, no, it wasn't Trump. It was Giuliani. Remember? Giuliani accidentally phoned Mike Lee when he was trying to get Tuberville,
right,
to tell Tuberville, and he left, Rudy left a voicemail. We've heard that voicemail to say, you know, we need you to object to more, and we just need to delay everything or something. Like they were trying to get the certification delayed for 24 hours.
Well, why? Because Rudy knew the angry mob was on the way.
No, I think they were waiting for the delay aspect of it.
What about
if we can keep delaying this, then the states will be forced to appoint their own legislators.
That is nuts.
Kind of bullshit.
That's nuts.
Well, of course it's nuts.
I mean, God. But the crazy thing is, meanwhile, Rudy can plan whatever the fuck he wants. All those people are going to storm the Capitol, and those guys can't control it. I mean, Trump could have. Trump could have stepped in and said, you guys stop. Do you think that would have helped?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Democrats have been highlighting that almost as much as the stuff leading up to it. The fact that he did fuck all and there were people begging him to do shit.
Yeah.
To say, tell them to stop. And then he tweeted, protest, but protest peacefully.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. You know, he did not say stop. He did not say go home.
Right.
He said, be peaceful. Yeah. He didn't say get out of the Capitol.
Right.
He said, be peaceful.
And then he also said, we love you.
And then later, yeah. And then, well, no, that was the tweet.
Oh, okay.
And then when he finally went on television, it was with that, look, I know how you feel. It's been totally stolen from us, but you have to go home.
You know, man, it's just not a good look. Trump let that go on to what? Inflict pain? To make a point?
Because I think his balls were twitching because
he liked it.
Yeah, he was watching the people storm the Capitol for him.
You know, I remember this horrible thing from high school I went to high school in Georgia. It's a state in this country, just north of Florida, east of Alabama. And
I've heard of it.
And the school system there is, anyway, when I went, I don't know that it was great. But there's big, giant rednecks always beating the shit out of each other. Constant redneck fights. I have no idea why. You know, but these big rednecks would just beat the fuck out of each other. And usually the teachers would break it up right away. But one day I was on my way to lunch, and in the hallway got all stopped up, and these two big giant rednecks beating the fuck out of it. This one guy's mouth was bleeding all the way down this guy's acid wash jeans. And then, like, the coach came in there to two big coaches came in there to break it up. And instead of breaking it up, they made a point. They let him fight just a little bit more.
Oh, well, that's good.
And everybody screamed, and the coach was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they broke it up.
Yeah.
That's the great. Same goddamn shit.
Let's let somebody get brain damage.
I mean, we're blood sport. I mean, it's this, you know, I'm glad Trump lost. That's all.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday, everybody.
Yay.
We'll do it again in a second. I got to turn this fan.
Oh, yeah. Give it up for humanity. If we want to make that, if there are any PE coaches listening and you're woke and nice, make sure you're checking in with your colleagues to make sure they're not sadistic fucking assholes. That might be nice.
Join us tomorrow for your Faithless Friday show, everyone.
Jeebus, right? We're checking in with God.
Well, no.
Which deity?
We're checking in with those who check in with God.
Ooh, now that's very scary. Bring a rape whistle.
We haven't heard from Deanna Lorraine in a minute.
Oh shit!
But she's still apparently not gainfully employed over at the.
Did she take InfoWars off of her LinkedIn?
Probably not. I mean, she can keep it on her resume. She did do it, right? I mean,
that's a good thing, though. In that weird circle in which she... Does she have an agent?
Maybe. Here she is. She's on somebody else's show.
Ooh.
Guest
spot.
During an appearance...
Right.
Wait a second. Which one is this? This is a Right Wing Watch, by the way.
Oh, yes. Thank you guys for putting clips. All this in this
content. It is time that we up-level. It's time that we level up our show of force. And
this is during, I don't know if it's during the riots or whenever, but she is, she's got an InfoWars PC in front of her. So this is,
wait.
This is before the axe fell.
I'm sorry.
She's also, I don't know if she's wearing a flag around her. I think she's got a flag, an actual flag draped around her. Did she go to Washington?
Does Alex Jones give out PCs for his job? I mean, when you work for InfoWars.
Oh, she was there on the 6th.
As an
She didn't go in.
Right.
QAnon conspiracy theorist Deanna Lorraine was among the thousands of Trump supporters who descended on Washington on January 6th for a rally aimed at pressuring Congress to not certify the election for Biden. When it became clear Congress was going to certify Biden's win, a collection of white nationalist QAnon adherents and other MAGA activists angrily breached security. I love this.
I want to speak to the manager.
At the time, conservatives and Republicans baselessly tried to blame the insurrection on undercover Antifa activists.
Yeah. Right, right. They're brilliant actors, these guys.
Oh, but maybe this is why Deanna got fired. She was having none of it. I don't remember this. She angrily lashed out at those who she was mad at those who were criticizing the rioters.
What?
That she was calling, she said, quote, American patriots did this. So she was like, it's good that they're breaking the windows and breaking in there.
Oh, okay. But wait.
No one should be ashamed of what happened, she said. No right. one should be blaming Antifa for what happened. American patriots did this. And it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. She got in trouble for not blaming Antifa.
No, I misspoke. I don't think she got in trouble.
Oh, okay.
For that.
Right.
I was thinking that she was like against what happened.
Yeah.
And she was saying, no, we got to take responsibility for this. These were
right,
our people.
Right, right.
But that is not what was happening. Right, she said, okay. We're taking responsibility and we're proud.
It's
a slightly different take.
It's, you know, the trick is it's never to underestimate their fuckitude. That's the thing.
So now on Tuesday.
Yes.
She was on something called the Pete Santilli Show.
Pete Santilli.
Well, here you go. This is Deanna on the Pete Santilli Show.
Yay.
Now listen to what she says happened.
Okay.
As soon as it loads.
Load. Jane.
This plan was cooked up. I mean, obviously all the markings of a trap, of a false flag. A lot of us fell for it. We thought it was innocent. We went there. We wanted to, you know, fight for our President Trump and put pressure on them for the vote. But now they're using this as, okay, everyone who's a Trump supporter, anyone who's a conservative, anyone who has any ties to the NRA or any guns rights group, for God's sakes, is going to be branded a domestic terrorist. And that gives them free reign to punish us however they see fit. And that's
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
They're going to put us in camps.
Jeez. Have you heard of the Patriot Act?
Yeah, you guys did that.
I mean, goddamn, this is your shit. And what about if you thought about, like, the dumb fucking bill?
Well, Democrats were all for that bullshit, too.
Yeah, that's true. What about Ron DeSantis, his anti-protesting bill?
That's probably...
But what about that?
Quietly working its way through.
But what about that applied to the siege on the Capitol?
These people are white.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I'm sure there'd be a clause in there.
There's a clause protecting white people. Well,
on. The Republican version, sure.
What the fuck, man? We didn't hire Rick Scott for nothing.
Or any guns rights group, for God's sakes, is going to be branded a domestic terrorist. And that gives them free reign to punish us however they see fit. And that's the terrifying thing. However they see fit. Ban us from free speech platforms. Ban us from polite society. Fire us. Imprison us. Well, lock us up and throw away the key. I mean, that's what they're doing.
You banned yourself from polite society. Polite society doesn't want fuck all to do with you people. No law is going to make me hang out with you.
Your very existence.
Or yours.
Right. Your very existence denies the possibility of polite society wherever you are.
Where?
You know what I mean?
What does she mean? They're being banned from polite society. Because people don't want to deal with you psychos.
Polite.
You racist, misogynist morons.
And your family is even dodging you. You don't treat you don't give a fuck about the coronavirus. You do nothing to mitigate it.
I can't believe that's the only reason they're Dutch.
It's a bonus.
I mean, yeah.
They're like, wait. Now listen, if we don't invite her, we also don't get coronavirus. All right. That seals it.
They probably already had it. They've had all the... They probably had the jabs and everything, and they're like, oh yeah. We don't want you here because we don't want to get sick.
They haven't told her that. We haven't gotten... Is she getting the vaccine?
Don't tell her they're getting the vaccine.
Oh, I bet... Yes.
Oh, she'll get it.
She doesn't believe. Well, I mean, she'll get the vaccine,
she'll
but she won't wear a mask.
It. I can't wait till one of these assholes is called out and caught. They're like, I'm not getting it, and then they find out
there's records of this guy, his public vaccination card revealed.
Do you know that'll happen?
He betrayed the movement
to punish us, however they see fit, and that's the terrifying thing. However they see fit. Ban us from free speech platforms. Ban us from polite society. Fire us. Imprison us.
Wait. Free speech platform. Show me where Twitter or Facebook are advertised as free speech platforms.
Right there where she said it.
You're not banned. You can go out to a park and stand on a platform, you asshole, and yell and see what kind of a crowd you get. You're not banned from that platform.
Right.
That's a free speech platform.
And this is a term they're creating. This is like virtue signaling.
Right, right.
This is virtue signaling.
That's what I mean. Show me where in any of these social media terms and conditions that you agree to when you start a fucking account on one of these social media dealios.
I mean,
you agree to. Show me where it says that it's a free speech forum.
Right.
Fucking asshole.
It makes no sense. It's a private thing as Twitter. Why is it that it's like you explain things. I don't know. I think Shelby understands that Twitter's private, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I think Shelby understands much more than Dan Lorraine understands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From free speech platforms, ban us from polite society, fire us, imprison us, lock us up and throw away the key. That's what they're doing right now, and it's terrifying. And the worst part about it is our fellow Americans are so indoctrinated by this that they're cheering it on.
You're fucking right, we're cheering it on. But who's getting thrown in jail?
I'm not indoctrinated. Where are my lawns? Where are my Biden lawn signs?
I'm indoctrinated by facts.
Oh, boy.
And truth.
Oh, yeah?
And evidence and science and shit. Oh. I'm not indoctrinated by a YouTube video that tells me the storm is coming.
There is a storm coming. The storms start coming in May, and they don't stop until December or November sometimes. Same in storms. It's a spermicane.
Here's the rest of this asshole.
Yeah.
Terrifying. And the worst part about it is our fellow Americans are so indoctrinated by this that they're cheering it on. They're cheering on us losing our jobs or getting thrown in prison because, of course, we're domestic terrorists and we're violent. So, of course, they
Well, no, I don't think you should be thrown in prison unless you commit a crime. I'm all for you getting thrown off Twitter if you're tweeting out there that Joe Biden stole the election and needs to be hanged and Pence needs to be hanged.
Right.
But get the fuck off of the platform. You're nuts.
Yeah, but the thing is, even if it's Jack Dorsey's platform, he owns that, right? He could ban us if he wants to.
Yeah, yeah.
He could ban Shelby. He could ban anybody. It's his platform. Stay the fuck inside.
We're getting thrown in prison because, of course, we're domestic terrorists and we're violent. So, of course, they should cheer that on. I mean, it's dangerous at this point, Pete. It's unbelievable.
There you go.
It is unbelievable. And it is dangerous.
But now it's a false flag. Before it was, we did it and we're proud. And now she's saying it has all the hallmarks of a false flag.
You know, I think for a long time.
With no evidence, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But evidence doesn't really help their side.
Well, evidence of a false flag to conservatives is something somebody did that we don't like.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That one of ours did that we don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously it was a false flag because
it's
Kyle Rittenhouse would.
Did you ever watch the documentary the guy that bailed out Kyle, My Pillow Fuck? Have you watched his documentary at all?
I've watched parts of it.
What did you think?
It's all bullshit.
Oh, okay. But why? Because of your liberal bias?
Exactly.
Something like that?
Exactly.
You're brainwashed. By the facts. God.
I don't know if this is true or not, but this was on some, right-wing fuckfest yesterday.
Yes. Oh, a fuckfest.
And this is some activist, I don't know, Bridget or Brigitte, B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E,
ooh.
Gabriel
Brigitte.
And she told some, I don't know, on the other side of the screen, some old white guy.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know what show this is from. But here, listen to what she says.
I did not meet up with him personally, but I met with people within his, I don't want to say his new administration, his new cabinet, I guess, that he's putting together.
Trump is putting together a cabinet, apparently.
She's not talking about Biden. She's talking about
Trump.
For what?
Administration, his new cabinet, I guess, that he's putting together, advisors and people who that his close inner circle who's working on things. I can tell you this much right now on the air. I know that Don Jr. bought 50% of OAN, One American News.
Don Jr. bought 50% of OAN, she claims.
Does that mean Trump really bought 50% of OAN? What? Why?
I know that Don Jr. bought 50% of OAN, One American News, because Newsmax with Chris Friday did not want to sell. So they went to OAN, bought 50% shares, and they're going to try to turn that into the competitor to Fox News. And
they're going to turn into the competitor for Fox News.
What kind of country do you have when a guy that tries to, you know, have a coup. The coup fails. They're like, you know, the guy that tried the coup, that stormed the Capitol, had these lunatics storm the Capitol on his behalf. Then we're going to let him have a news network in our country. Is that okay? Does that seem fucked up? Does that seem normal? Or
I mean, I guess.
Like, what happens when Putin is, he finally gets voted out, or when people storm wherever Putin lives and they drag him out in the
some
streets.
Some oligarch will finally get him, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Will Putin then go on to do a news network?
Dead.
Yeah, he won't. That's true.
I don't think Putin's...
Oh, no.
Either he'll be in there forever until he's old and dead, or he'll go the way he got there, violently.
Is Trump mentally ill? Is he just... why is he setting up a My Playtime White House? Pretend time
because he's
white.
Insane. Does he have surrounded by lunatics and cult members and people who probably still think they can still milk at the big giant dugs of Trump's man moves.
Milking at the big giant dugs. Boy, that's a good time. Meet me at the giant dugs for some milking. Okay.
So we'll see. I don't know. I couldn't find that anywhere else. So I don't know if this person, this Brigitte Gabriel, talking out of her ass or not.
Well, you know, that's, I don't know.
But
Brigitte.
I mean, it could very well be true that Don Jr. bought 50% of OAN.
What's a bigger story? Is that there's a shadow White House or Don Jr. owns OAN? Does any of it matter?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think any of it matters.
So much stupid shit.
God,
I hate Don Jr. too. He's so gross, man.
Yeah, he's odious.
He looks like his did something about his dad is like similar like rape vibe or sexual assault vibe to them. You know what I mean?
Dumb.
Yeah.
Privileged, arrogant,
angry,
entitled.
I think racist.
Oh,
very
sure,
racist.
Sure, sprinkles, racist,
sexist,
sprinkles,
misogyny, anti-Semitism.
Top of the hour here in Pensacola. If you're listening live,
oh shit,
there's no traffic as usual.
Right,
fucking bridge thing still not fixed.
Right,
after the hurricane, which was how many months ago was the hurricane? Five,
shit,
six
I
months
don't know.
Ago.
Hey Siri, when was Hurricane Sally?
Nothing?
Doesn't say, has no idea.
Well, let me ask Irish Siri.
Oh boy.
When was Hurricane Sally?
Nobody knows.
I find this on the web.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You find it.
Thank you, Irish Siri.
What kind of answer is that?
September.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of September.
Did Irish Siri find that on the web?
Yeah.
Where are you going to find it? Where else? When somebody says,
Siri answered.
When somebody says to you, where did you find that? And they say the internet. It's like, no, you did find, of course. It's like, what did you?
Well, no shit. Yeah, you went and microfished it. You went and sat in the library.
What's that? Microfishing library? No.
Check the card catalog.
The Dewey Decimal System.
This is infuriating.
Okay.
And I mean, there should be jail. About a new study, about 40% of the nation's coronavirus deaths could have been prevented.
40%?
If our average death rate matched other industrialized nations. So other countries that did the right fucking thing.
40%?
And locked the fuck down and stayed the fuck inside, not outside.
You know...
And wore fucking masks.
So you take our total deaths and you multiply that times 0.4, move the decimal a bit, and that's how many people died because of Donald fucking Trump.
Yeah, you don't have to move the decimal if you multiply it by 0.4.
Okay. Right. Right. I know.
Uh... So, I mean, 400,000, 40% of that would be 160,000.
Jesus. Right? And then you think, right? Like, but no, then
wait,
you also, don't you have to also, if you're going to think, don't you also have to figure in, like, his tax policies and his environmental policies and all that other shit? All the other evil totalitarian shit Trump did probably also led to some more deaths.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what this report says. It's the Lancet Commission. The Lancet Commission on Public Policy and Health said they faulted Trump's, quote, inept and insufficient response to the COVID-19. But it said the roots of the nation's poor health outcomes are much deeper.
Yeah.
Commission co-chairs Dr. Steffi Woolhandler.
I think
Woolhandler. Well, I've never seen that name before. What a
but you know, or she descended from?
Well, sure, people that
shepherds,
people that petted sheep.
No, shepherds though, and they.
Well, no, maybe it was the people that handled the wool. It doesn't say sheep handler.
Well, what happens is,
or Dr. Steffi Shepherd.
Right. Why do the sheep walk around? I mean, what is the point in that?
But fuck one sheep.
They walk around because
classic
the more
joke. Look it up.
But you fuck one sheep. But like, I guess they walk around to eat the grass, and then they eat the grass, and that makes their wool grow.
Right.
It seems like if you're going to the trouble to walk the sheep, to herd the sheep, not the sheep, you would also be in on the shearing aspect would be easier than herding the sheep.
Possibly.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, it's raining like hell.
Sheared a sheep?
I have not. Did you for that kids show?
No. Oh, God, no.
Deball anything?
No, I just sat there waiting for this cow.
You
calf.
Did pull a breech calf out, didn't you?
Yeah, man? I deballed all kinds of things. Welcome to Deballin' Friday on Up and Running. Let me get my cattle prod and my cigar cutter.
Hi, I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. I'm going to use my teeth today to deball a goat.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm a moil. What's the moil?
The moil. Yeah, you're going to circumcise a goat?
That seems like, that right.
They have foreskins.
Can you imagine, like, I really would like the moil to come over and do the whole thing on the, but this COVID. Can you have
a? I keep
a
chewing. I can't find a foreskin.
Can you?
Can you
have a safe moil business in the midst of this pandemic? Yes or no?
There should not be a moil business.
Right, but it is not COVID friendly. I mean, you could pass coronavirus that way, couldn't you? I would think. Chewing.
Well, I don't know if that one's even accepted anywhere. Before,
no,
except
it happens
in the most extreme lunatics. Well, I was just gonna say,
you're only gonna use it
in the most extreme lunatics,
right?
I believe it's frowned upon in most Jewish circles. Not the, I mean, they'll snip them, but they won't.
Is it wrong of me? And I'm not
bite it off.
Is it evil of me that if I was in charge, I'd be like, okay, this is a weird side project, but I need everybody to get, we need a list of these moils and just. Make sure there's nothing weird in anybody's basement.
Dr. Steffi Woolhandler and Dr. David Himmelstein.
Nine!
Professors at the City University of New York's Hunter College. They're longtime advocates for single-payer or health system like Medicare for All.
Yeah.
They said the report published underscores decades of health, economic, and social policies that have accelerated the nation's disparities.
Accelerated the nation's disparities is negative.
The report found U.S. life expectancy began trailing other industrialized nations 4 decades ago. Who was president 4 decades ago? Ronald Reagan.
But wait, that's impossible.
Shining city on the fucking hill.
Wait, no, we're better. When do we die compared to people in other countries?
In 2018, 2 years before the pandemic, the report said 461,000 fewer Americans would have died if U.S. mortality rates matched other group of seven nations. Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the U.K.
But that's no fair. I'm sorry. You can't compare us to those because a lot of those countries have socialized medicine.
All. of those countries have better, socialized medicine.
I'm just saying, they, for the most part, have better like leaders and shit like that. You know what I mean? So it's not a fair comparison. You need to compare us to countries we're more similar to, like shitbag totalitarian oligarch regimes.
The overriding thing we need to do in this country is decrease the huge and widening inequalities that have emerged in our nation, says Dr. Himmelstein.
That's a good fucking idea. Somebody should do that.
COVID-19 has disproportionately affected people of color, with death rates among blacks increasing 50% compared with whites. Coronavirus deaths for people of color are 1.2 to 3.6 times higher than for whites.
Yes, and the vaccination rate of people of color are lower.
Disparities are especially high among middle-aged adults, possibly a sign of crowded living conditions and jobs that don't allow people to safely distance. Public health measures such as mask wearing and physical distancing could have saved lives. You know, but Trump also failed to create any kind of national response, instead leaving crucial decisions to states. And look at Florida.
Man, you know, just listening to this, it's like, yes, we need to raise the minimum wage, but also, it's no comparison. I mean, these businesses get all these breaks. These rich people get all these tax loopholes. Just raising the minimum wage for poor people to what it should be doesn't level the playing field, even though.
Right, because then you have to raise you would also have to raise wages for everybody else.
Yeah, you got to do the UBI.
You know, and this is where that's why UBI, yeah.
And which this is what I wish. I wish Biden would say, guess what? We're going to have this new cabinet position. It's called the UBI department. Whatever the fuck. Andrew Yang can go run that. He doesn't have to be in charge of New York City.
He's leading.
That's good. That's good.
Among Democrats.
That is good.
And good. Keep, you know. Some good shit maybe he could do, and maybe
I tell you,
if the Democrats get behind him, he's not going to be fighting a hostile legislature.
Yeah
I wouldn't think,
right?
A city council, I mean, in New York.
You know, I would love to live in New York. If you're rich as shit, would be so awesome.
Living anywhere if you're rich as shit would probably be pretty awesome.
That's true.
If you're rich as shit, you could live where the fuck you want.
Hello, I'm rich as shit.
Raining like crazy here, so if we drop out. Hashtag Florida.
That's right. You can't get the internet wet in the South. It just doesn't work properly.
It's like a cat.
I'm a live lawyer. I'm not a cat. I'm a live person.
Yeah, that's a visual. There's a viral video going around of a trial proceeding. And part of the video I've seen, it was a judge and two lawyers, one lawyer for each side.
Yeah.
And it opens with kind of the judge saying, you have a filter on. You have a filter on. You need to go to your Zoom settings. You need to go to the settings section.
Right.
And it was this, it's a close up of a cat.
Yeah.
With its eyes rolling. And yeah. Shit. And when the guy talked, when the lawyer talked, the cat's mouth opened. And he's like, oh, judge, we know my assistant's trying to fix it here, but I don't know. We should just move forward. I'm not a cat. It's really amazing.
Oh, God.
That's what Ryan was talking about.
Yeah.
But it's a visual. So Google cat filter Zoom and it'll pop right up.
Right.
What else have I got here as far as stories? Fucking Texas.
Oh, okay.
Texas Taliban cranking up again. That scumbag, right. Dan Patrick, that lieutenant governor.
God damn, how long has he been?
He makes their evil governor look like,
dude, we've been doing stories about Dan Patrick. It seems like forever.
He was like Mike Pence. He was a right-wing nut job radio. Except I don't think Mike Pence was hate radio. Dan Patrick was kind of hate radio.
Mike Pence was like, this radio is weird because we're going to make all kinds of crazy claims about the earth and the Bible that aren't going to make any sense. It's not going to be hate radio. It's just going to be like fucked up radio.
And then there was an article out there that said they refer to him here in this story as the most new civil rights movement is the website that he's the most powerful elected Republican in the state because of something with Texas.
God.
It says, why is the lieutenant governor the most powerful office in Texas?
I don't
so
know.
So for some reason, the lieutenant governor is very powerful in Texas.
I don't know the reason, but I will bet you lots of money that it's a fucked up, stupid reason that had to do with slavery. Of course.
So did you see Mark Cuban? I think it was yesterday or day before, got all kinds of diapers in a knot he said that the Mavs,
yeah,
the Dallas Mavericks, the basketball team he owns,
right,
probably wouldn't be playing the national anthem anymore before the game.
Yeah.
Just fuck it. We're just not going to do it.
Right. That's great.
Not worry about the controversy. And a lot of people think it doesn't represent them.
Yeah.
This is kind of the statement.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That Mark Cuban said.
Right.
Dan Patrick ran to microphones and Twitter. Here's his tweet on yesterday.
Okay.
Mark Cuban, your decision to cancel our national anthem at Dallas Mavericks games is a slap in the face to every American and an embarrassment to Texas. Sell the franchise and some Texas Patriots will buy it. We are the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Mark Cuban's about to launch, right? Does he go after this fuckhead?
No, I think the NBA went after Cuban.
For getting rid of the national anthem?
Yeah, said you have to. It's part of it's part of our deal.
But Mark Cuban is the one that makes sense here. Right? I mean, we don't need this.
I concur. I don't know why it started in the first place.
At games?
Yeah. Why do we have to suck the country's cock before a sports game?
We're not that flexible. But
why do we have to...
McCarthyism.
Why do we have these forced displays of patriotism?
I thought it was McCarthyism. I thought it was that part.
I don't know when it started. Probably around that time. I mean...
But it's a basketball game. It doesn't have anything to do with.
Yeah, I at my tennis matches we never played the national anthem at the kids' tennis matches.
I mean, it's tennis. I mean, it's a bunch of heathens. That's antifa sport. We're talking about football or basketball.
I guess they play it at big tournaments.
You know, if they don't want to play the national anthem at games, just have LeBron James say we aren't playing the national anthem and some other NBA stars, and they will not play it.
Dan Patrick.
Yay.
He's
stupid.
So he's introducing a new bill.
Oh God.
In Texas.
That will protect people from the coronavirus.
He's promoting a new law that would require the playing of the national anthem before any taxpayer-funded event, and in fact, quote, all events which receive public funding. So then everybody came out with all these things that receive public funding, and they're like, wait a second, you're going to have to break into, before every class in school, in college, you're going to have to bust out the national anthem?
I mean, you know, the thing is, it's all childish shit. It really is. No one needs to be cultist about this country.
Well, yeah. How is forced patriotism a good thing?
Yeah, it's not.
It's the opposite of what we should be aiming for.
This is nuts. It is absolutely crazy. We are not. I'm going to say something, and I don't know. We are not a nation of zealots. Right? Come on.
When he announced the statement, the new legislation, Patrick said, it's hard to believe this could happen in Texas, but Mark Cuban's actions of yesterday made it clear that we must specify that in Texas, we play the national anthem before all major events.
You know.
Oh, now he's saying major events.
Oh, okay. Well, what is that?
He said the legislation already enjoys broad support.
Oh, does it? Oh, okay. God, you little fascist.
This is a lie. In this time when so many things divide us, sports are the one thing that bring us together. Right, left, black, white, and brown.
Right, left, black, white, and brown.
I'm certain it will pass, and the Star-Spangled Banner will not be threatened in the Lone Star State again.
Well, you can't threaten it because it's a thing, but it's not like it's a...
It's a shitty song. It's hard to sing.
Yeah, it's something
it's
non...
It's hard to know the words.
Threatenable.
Yeah.
It's a song. It doesn't threaten anyone. You can't shoot it.
Legislation raised eyebrows and questions just how far it would go. What constitutes an event? Would the Star-Spangled Banner have to be played at the start of every public school class? If a church receives public funding, some do, for activities that are not, quote, inherently religious, would they have to play the national anthem at the beginning of every one of those activities?
Gosh, jeez.
And, of course, some people think the anthem's kind of racist.
Yeah, and this is a party of small government, too, right? That's the Republicans thing.
Yeah.
They always say, oh, we don't want to get in the way of anything. God.
But we're going to force you to...
Well, are you forcing Mark Cuban to do... He doesn't want to... He made.
They want to force you to pray, too.
Yeah.
So let's not forget that.
Listen, you can force me to do whatever the fuck, but if you force me to pray, just know when I shut my eyes, I'm not praying.
Meanwhile, there was a great response... Dan Patrick's tweet, you know, was pilloried on social media. One account retweeted saying, speaking of embarrassment, and this is from the Texas Tribune.
Okay.
And it's about that cartoonishly criminal and corrupt Attorney General Ken Paxton that they have in Texas. Who has been under indictment since 2015.
Yeah.
For felony security fraud.
Okay.
Is now facing fresh criminal allegations from 8 of his top deputies.
Oh, shit.
Criminal allegations from 8 of the people that work for him. Right fucking now.
That work for him are saying he did criminality.
Who say they believe he broke the law by using the agency to do favors for a political donor.
Wow. They're letting the powers that be come get their boy. Wow.
Ryan Vassar, who had served as deputy attorney general for legal counsel, was one of 8 senior aides who have told authorities they believe Paxton was breaking the law. And it's now sparked an FBI investigation.
Oh, shit. Wow. Jeez.
He is now... Oh, Deputy Attorney General for Legal Counsel Ryan Vassar, who had already been placed on paid leave, was fired November 17th, according to internal personnel documents,
right,
making him the 5th whistleblower to be fired
from
the agency in less than a month. 3 others who reported Paxton to law enforcement have resigned.
Damn.
This guy, Vassar, and 3 of his former colleagues filed a whistleblower lawsuit against the Texas Attorney General's office.
Jesus.
Claiming they suffered retaliation after they told the law that they believe Paxton broke the law by using the agency to serve the interests of his friend and political donor, Nate Paul.
Now, are these Republicans? I forget which party
you're
talking about.
You
sure?
Wow. So now the FBI is investigating Paxton over... This is the Attorney General of Texas.
That's weird because...
Who won't step down and they won't kick him out.
Why? He's the Attorney General and he's...
Texas. And he's a Republican and he's corrupt as fuck, so they love him.
That's perfect. They love that.
The FBI is investigating him over the allegations of these 8 whistleblowers who were all senior aides in the department.
Yay! Good.
Paxton dismisses the whistleblowers as rogue employees. 8? Those allegations are false.
But 8 of them, though. That is a little damning, isn't it, Ken?
According to the lawsuit that this one dude filed, he, with his other buddies, Vassar was tapped by Paxson to help carry out favors for this buddy of his.
Okay.
This donor.
Right.
One such instance came when Paxson urged members of his senior staff to release to Paul, his buddy, government documents that should not have been disclosed.
Oh, shit.
Paxson directed Vassar to find a way to release the information. Find a way.
Damn.
Vassar struggled with this directive because allowing disclosure of the information requested by Paul would overturn decades of settled expectation amongst sister law enforcement agencies.
Oh, wow.
You don't hand out this kind of information.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Paxson, quote, personally took the file.
God.
Including documents that had been sealed by federal court and, quote, did not return it for approximately 7 to 10 days. So, you know, he made copies and sent it to his buddy.
7 to 10 days, yeah. Though? I mean, that long? What a crazy story.
Paxson said the aides, their allegations are overblown based on assumptions and to a large degree misrepresent the facts.
The eight agents, the eight guys, the eight people that say you did some bad shit.
He says, unfortunately, these attorneys chose to air their grievances through the media and through the courts.
Well, what else is there?
Yeah, if they go to you, you fire them.
Yeah, I mean, is it Wakanda? Do I air my grievance on the field of battle? Like Giuliani says, Mortal Kombat? Isn't that what he said?
We'll be fully prepared to address these allegations through the judicial system if necessary. Of Texas? Of course you will.
Well, they are white, Pat. Let me check my records. Texas's their judicial system is favorable towards white people. Yes.
The full scope of the relationship between Paxson and Paul is unclear, but they saw each other socially sometimes. Paul gave Paxson's campaign $25,000 in 2018. Paul also revealed in an unrelated deposition, what's he being deposed for, that he hired a woman at Paxton's recommendation.
Yeah. Okay.
Though he said it wasn't a favor. It wasn't a favor. She just recommended her, and she's well qualified.
Now, I want you to do something for me, and it's not a favor.
There's more.
Okay.
The woman that he hired, that Paxson sent to him, had been involved in a romantic relationship with Paxson, according to two people who learned of the affair from Paxson in 2018. He was cheating on his wife with this woman. Told this guy, Paul, hey, can you get her a job?
Yeah.
She's really good.
Right. Did she say, if you don't get me a job, I'm going to go public about this affair? Damn, Texas is lit. You guys, calm down. I mean, you know.
So,
if you make it on this show, you're doing some crazy shit because there's lots of crazy shit to pick from.
So, there you go.
Wow.
And Paxson, yeah. and the Republicans of Texas.
God.
Just when you think.
Who was it on MSNBC? Maybe it was NPR. They were talking about Mike Pence's ability to, what do they call it when you, to resurrect his political career after this.
Good luck.
And they compare that, well, this one, I forget who
it's
said.
It's been a lot longer than 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, but like. No, Joe Scarborough was talking about the dude, Mark Sanford. Mark Sanford's in Congress. Is it Sanford or the guy that went down to South America?
Yeah, but
I mean, shit,
it's not national.
I guess you're right. He went to South America to fuck his girlfriend on the down low, but told his people, the governor of a state, told his people that he was on the Apple.
No, they made that up.
Because they didn't know where he was.
Because they had utterly no idea where he went. So somebody in an office brainstormed and said, what if we just say he's walking the Appalachian Trail?
That's it.
He's taking some contemplative time
away from legislation. That is so,
which was true.
That is so Veep. Because
he was slinging semen down in Uruguay
well,
or wherever the fuck
boy,
he was.
Boy, that's you think a lot of slinging it. Drizzling.
I don't know what they do.
That's a quaint story, though, kind of, isn't it? I mean, is that a good comparison between Mike Pence was chased by Trumpalos because they wanted to hang his ass.
Yeah, nobody wanted to kill Mark Sanford for going down to fuck his girlfriend.
Right. Nobody.
And he barely left.
Right.
The governorship. Like, he barely lost or whatever.
And somebody made a gallows for Mike Pence.
Yeah, they want to kill
him.
They
made a noose out of
right,
him.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's not a good comparison.
It's not.
Jeff Scarborough, if you want to call into the show to dispute what I just said, you know, you're more than welcome, but I don't think that's a great comparison you made, you know.
Speaking of festering bungholes, Matt Gaetz, our representative here in the lovely First District.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
Of Floridia.
He's our representative?
He's a representative to Congress from this district. He doesn't represent anything. Well, except for the weed stuff, I think. He's pro-legalization.
Oh, thank you.
But that's probably nice. The only issue I might agree with him on.
That's even a little sadistic because he's like, you know what? I'm going to get these dumb fucking rednecks so stoned we'll be able to do whatever the fuck we want to them. Thanks, Matt.
This is great. Where is this? The commentary. Having tragically been turned down over his offer to resign from Congress to represent Donald Trump in the impeachment trial, Representative Matt Gaetz. Remember, he was bravely said last week, I would happily resign if the president asked me to represent him in Congress to defend him in front of those senators.
Who put my suit in the dryer?
So he was on Newsmax.
Yay. Trump didn't buy Newsmax. Don Jr. bought
it. Don Jr., according to that one lunatic, has bought half of OAN. I think we would have heard about that. Like, there would have been more.
That's a big deal, right?
Yeah, I Googled it. It's really not out there except for her, that one story.
Yeah.
Here is our proud representative on Newsmax. So,
ooh, yeah. You
know, sheath your ears.
Right.
Before I begin, I want to comment on the outstanding.
This is Trump's lawyer. They must be playing a clip of Trump's lawyer.
Is this the lawyer with the suit?
Yeah, I'm going to skip.
Is this the boring guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Same guy?
Yeah.
He didn't fire him?
They play a clip of him talking. I'm going to skip ahead through that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So that we don't have to deal
with all the listeners falling asleep.
With that guy.
Before I begin, I want to comment since. And the emotion that certainly welled up.
This is Greg Kelly. This is the guy who could probably chip a David statue out of the hardened cum from Trump that he has collected over the years.
If that is your special talent, we're going to need to see that.
He is a jizz sculptor.
I think the guy could get some commissions on that. I was like, I need one.
I apologize
Trump
for that.
I've
grossed myself out with that
sculpted
one.
Sculpted from jizz. What is
sometimes
the
I just say shit, I think.
What's the turn? That's what we all do. What's the turnaround time on that on Amazon? If you want to buy that, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Not, jizz isn't easy to work with.
Depending.
Hardened jizz. I don't know.
Sounds
I'm assuming. I haven't worked in that medium.
Call the Mythbusters.
Here I don't know where we're going. This is the Trump lawyer. Oh yeah. So the whole point here on this show, this Greg Kelly guy on Newsmax, is that, and our representative is about to say that they think this lawyer sucked.
Yeah,
and he should have totally been going for the election was stolen.
Right.
Look at what Dominion did.
Right. Right.
And this is the argument that our representative wants to make.
Okay.
Congressman Raskin, I was struck. I thought the House managers who spoke earlier were brilliant speakers. And I made some notes.
That's what Trump was. They probably went through two TVs at Mar-a-Lago.
Trump
pulled an Elvis. Shut that!
I thought they were going to play Matt Gaetz. This is still.
It's going to be. Yeah.
God, I mean, this.
I skipped ahead a minute. They've got
Jesus.
They've got a whole bunch of this guy, but here's Matt Gaetz.
Okay.
They just wanted to play this guy complimenting
the
impeachment manager.
Listen, we need an attack dog, not a cat bath. He was giving him a cat bath up there, and
Matt Gaetz.
Like a licking, a lick, somebody was getting a bathing.
Speaking of cum sculptures, his hair is Matt Gaetz's hair. He's quite amazing in this.
L'Oreal's got into the cum culture. Boy, this
an attack dog, not a cat bath. He was giving him a cat bath up there.
That's a clip.
We might be pointing out the hypocrisy, Greg. The fact that these Democrats are trying to hold the former president to a standard that they themselves cannot live by. That should have been the forceful defense of the president. Instead, we got this very kind of aw shucks approach that I don't think played well in the well of the Senate or throughout America.
Before I begin, I want
to explain to me again how this guy is a genius and not a fuckhead. He got a cat bath.
He said the focus should have been on defending Trump's claims that the election was stolen.
Right. I want to understand something. The lawyer gave them a cat bath and was not attacking like a dog.
We need an attack dog, not a cat bath. He was giving him a cat bath up there. We ought to be pointing out the hypocrisy.
Can we have a day when the Republicans just don't say any weird shit? Jane, you ignorant slut. I mean, come on. This is a weird.
He said, look, I love Team Trump, but I think you could have been a lot stronger. I think there are people out there who would love to see Matt Gaetz on the defense team. This is Kelly later. The host.
Right.
Greg Kelly.
Oh, yes.
Look, I love Team Trump. I think you could have been a lot stronger. He's telling Matt. He's sucking Matt's little Gherkenstiffen.
He is also getting some hair gel.
Look, I love Team Trump. I think you could have been a lot stronger. I think there are people out there who would love to see Matt Gaetz on the defense team. That was actually discussed at one point.
That guy is somebody.
But it wasn't. It was discussed by Matt Gaetz.
This talk show host needs hydration. He's probably suffering from cotton mouth right now.
So that's our representative.
Congratulations, Matt, on your interview blowjob that you just received. You would have been better.
Forbes reported that in an interview on Fox, Gaetz, fervent supporter for the former president, said he offered to represent Trump weeks ago, but has not been asked to join Trump's legal team.
No, I know what he wants. He wants to give Trump a cat bath.
Gaetz said he communicated the offer through two separate intermediaries, Mark Meadows and Representative Jim Jordan. What a group.
Wait a second. Famed Matt Gaetz can't just call up Schittler. He doesn't have Schittler's hotline bling. Hey,
right. No, I mean, he doesn't.
Even
now?
He's not even fucking president.
Well, right. You think you'd notice somebody remore it onto your testicle?
I mean, at what point do the Republicans look at this fucking loser, this coked up fucking dirtbag rapist at Mar-a-Lago, and think he has no use for us anymore? There's nothing else we can get out of this bag of shit, right? I mean,
Gaetz said the conversations ceased once the ethics advised the sitting House members can't do it. When did he care about ethics?
And Matt Gaetz doesn't want to do it either, because it would be a horrible thing. He has everything to lose, because right now no liberal is going to see Matt Gaetz defend Trump and say, you know what, I'm going to vote for him or anything. Like, he has everything to lose.
He said the cancellation of the Trump presidency and the Trump movement is one of the biggest threats to my district.
Yes. Oh, is it?
I only regret that I have but one political career to give to my president.
No, Matt. Ugh. This is the truth. You know Trump is on the way out, and you want to appeal to his base.
Well, yeah.
Trump's.
Plus, he's got Roger Stone looking up at him occasionally and telling him that you should be president.
Right. Is he Matt Gaetz is a puppet of Stone's cock puppet. I mean puppet.
I'm just.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Shelby, can we get a source? No.
What a fucking asshole. And that's our representative.
How sad is that?
So we're so proud here.
Yeah.
In the first district.
And he's stupid.
He's not bright. And craven. And crooked.
He knows what he does. I know I don't want that guy to get a cat bath. Don't give people cat baths when you need them to attack like a dog, to dog attack. A dog attack or a cat bath?
I'm like, he should talk.
What do you mean by that?
About giving people cat baths.
You think he's a cat? He likes to...
When he's got Yeti hairs in between his teeth.
I think a cat bath is more like... I mean, he's more of a... He's a... If a bath involved sucking...
Rim jobs?
Yes. Then that would be...
Why is Walter Reed trending?
I don't know.
Oh, New York Times is breaking-ish news.
This just in.
That Trump was sicker than was let on.
Oh, shit. What a tease.
When he had the COVID.
Jeez.
Allegedly.
I thought he got those antibodies and he felt like $1 million. And
they were worried he'd have to go on ventilator. Trump was more sick with COVID in October than was acknowledged at the time. When he was hospitalized, his blood oxygen levels had plunged, and officials feared he would need to be put on a ventilator, reports the New York Times.
Oh, my God. Like, is that how he escapes prosecution? He's going to have a body double put on a ventilator, and then he whisks off to Russia.
No, we're not going to go to Russia. Putin doesn't want that asshole over there.
You know, what if we think, what if they get along?
But who could trust him to keep his to hide and keep his fucking mouth shut?
You know that, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, and the truth is, he's not president. He's going to have no money.
Yeah, what bonus,
who gives
what
a
benefit
shit?
To Putin would it there be?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Not one fucking thing.
Exactly.
I mean, he's not a... Trump has nothing to offer. You're right.
And less by the day to offer anyone.
It's yeah, that's true.
Speaking of the crotch spawn,
he's still raising political money though right now.
Who?
Trump. Is he?
Oh, I think I would think so. Oh, I forgot to text your brother and see if he's still getting what kind of fundraising emails he might still be getting.
They're only going to prosecute it one way.
Yeah, it's a dangerous slope to go down for that to be your standard. The House impeachment managers just about an hour ago showed this violent surveillance footage that is new, showing Capitol rioters, some of their actions. But, you know, Don, they keep showing the actions of the mob, which we have all said were horrific and not okay. But they're not making the case of how this directly ties back to your father. Does that bother you?
Well, they're not making that case because it doesn't, right? By that logic, we would take the last 10 months and you would take the $1 billion worth of damage in looting, in rioting.
What about the BLM Negroes?
Oh, my God.
And the evil Antifas.
God.
What about? By the way, this is on the hard-hitting Spicer and Company show on Newsmax.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
Sean Spicer.
I mean, listen, Dancing with the Stars should be forever fucking boycotted because they gave that fucking guy had a job. Sean Spicer had a job on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, he was a contestant.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
And you would take the $1 billion worth of damage in looting, in rioting, in arson, in murder that took place across the country with the BLM riots and the Antifa riots, and you have the words of Kamala Harris, you have the actions...
Kamala, he knows how to say it,
yeah, the
by
looting,
the way.
Yeah.
They mispronounce it on purpose.
What are these riots that he's talking about? The Antifa riots.
Didn't you see that they burned down Portland, Ryan? And
no.
They burned down Minneapolis? It was gone. It's off the face of the map. All the white people left.
I don't really call those the Antifa riots. I call those the police riots. Because the way all these BLM protests worked, the protests were peaceful, and then the cops rolled in and started macing people in the face.
Most of them, yeah. There were times that the peaceful protesters would leave at curfew time,
yep.
And that's when the bad people came out.
Yeah.
And the Republicans, of course, blame the BLM people.
But it's the cops.
Or whatever.
You know.
Or we know... several instances of their right wingers dressed as Antifa. that were breaking in windows and shit like that and trying to cause damage to blame Antifa.
Words of Kamala Harris. You have the actions of their campaigns bailing out criminals. You have the words of Maxine Waters. You get up in their face.
They're talking about when, was it AOC or was it one of the squad? Oh, I think it was Ilhan Omar was like, you know, donate to the fund to get these peaceful protesters out of jail, the ones who were arrested.
Yeah.
She wasn't saying donate to those that killed people. Donate to those that burned down shit. She was saying the peaceful protesters that need help.
Did she say to bail out Kyle Rittenhouse? Did she say that?
So, I mean, this is just a...
Nancy Pelosi. Everyone,
jerk.
Yeah. They only want to have sort of...
Everyone drink and grab your genitals.
Well, you know,
Nancy Pelosi.
You know, Nancy Pelosi has two impeachments. She has two impeachments.
Yeah.
Again, they only want to have sort of selective memory as it relates to these things.
God, and this moron, like, allegedly has political aspirations. And he's moving to Florida, too, with Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Wait, I thought this was Matt Gaetz.
No, this is Don Jr. We left Matt Gaetz behind.
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
This is Don Jr.
I got my white guys mixed up.
Fuck. Yeah, this is fucking Jr.
God!
Their face, Nancy Pelosi, everyone. Again, they only want to have sort of selective memory as it relates to these things. We've all denounced what happened on January 6th.
I could absolutely see how very close. Although I think Matt Gaetz is smarter.
Wow,
this is a fun game. This is like Poodle versus Chihuahua.
This is like Iron Man or the Hulk. Who do you pick? Iron Man
selective
or the Hulk?
Memory as it relates to these things. We've all denounced what happened on January 6th. No one hasn't, okay? That doesn't mean that then by their rules that they would be absolved of 10 months of January 6th that happened across the entire country, right? Federal buildings were stormed. You saw that during, I guess it was during the Ginsburg stuff. You had stuff that happened during Kavanaugh. You had everything else. All insurrected by the Democrats.
Insurrected by the Democrats. It's not.
Hey, listen, we were insurrected.
Exactly the correct use of the word.
No, the correct use is we were insurrected because your fascist little rape daddy.
Incited.
And
would have been the word he was looking for.
Yeah, and you're a fascist little rape monster yourself. Go fuck yourself.
You're so dumb.
You are an idiot.
Insurrected by the Democrats and by their rhetoric on TV, yet that doesn't seem to be a problem. And I'm not saying it should be, frankly. I don't think that every time that someone says something, we should be able to tie back irresponsible actions of a couple lunatic players and say we got to blame the person saying it. But
what does that mean?
I don't think every time someone says something that we should be able to tie it back to a couple of actions by lunatic players and say we've got to blame the person saying it.
Oh, he is trying to counter the argument by the Senate, right?
Yeah, Daddy. It's not Daddy's fault that he said something crazy and they went and followed him.
You know, the thing is, maybe Don Jr. ends up in jail. Maybe.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But his dad has to. Won't. You don't think so?
No.
God,
more likely Don Jr.
No, what about the investigation into the call?
I think they'll be very hesitant and reticent to put him in jail.
Why? They're scared?
It's bad form throwing a previous president in jail. I mean, you bankrupt him. You humiliate him. You take away all of his money and all of his power and everything. I would be amazed if he spent a moment in
jail.
Send him out on the side of the street picking up trash.
No, there's no fucking...
community service.
There's nothing. The justice system has nothing for him. No punishment.
I don't believe that he will... Well, no, he will. He'll be fined.
If he should be in jail, then...
I would be amazed if he goes to jail. Not this idiot.
Too,
I think
too.
The kid's more likely.
But not Ivanker.
Yeah, that would be great. But I doubt it, yeah.
What about the ugly one? I keep forgetting his name. Eric.
Why is it that the Democrats are allowing that? Why is it that they're pushing it? Why is the media okay with having that singular standard for one individual and a different standard for everyone else? It's ridiculous.
It is. It's weird. So when you watch these other media channels, which I hope people don't.
Kimberly's in the background oiling her thighs.
Oh, is she?
Pointing to them.
God, I forgot all about that shit.
Weird. So when you watch these other media channels, which I hope people don't, you hear the anchors say, Republicans engage in whataboutism. They keep talking about this. And they're right. Because to your point, Don, the Democrats say the same thing. They face no consequences. They face no repercussions. And yet they go, but when Donald...
Remember how Sean Spicer for 5 minutes tried to pretend like he was a moderate and yes, he was caught up yes. in all the crazy at the White House and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's on Newsmax, so he's flying his fascist bullshit.
Well, he tried, though, right? I mean, he tried.
Yeah, nobody wanted him.
Sorry. Sorry, Nazi. This is you.
You can have a show on Newsmax.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I bet it's nice. I bet they have nice dressing rooms. Sean, do you have your own office? Does he have a staff? Does he have an assistant at Newsmax?
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey.
Or, you know, a private assistant.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe he just has Siri. He does not see Siri.
German accent Siri.
What do you want?
This is... these are idiots. Intercessors for America. This is the prayer groups.
Yeah,
supposedly.
Yeah. This is a big deal. These are people talking to God.
Here's one of their poobahs, Chris Kubal, and she says,
"Yes."
Well, here she is. This is just lunacy.
Kubal.
This is kind of great shit you get to watch if you're watching an Intercessors for America show.
Oh my God.
The U.S. Constitution absolutely forbids two things. And it is basically an ex post de facto law, meaning that...
Ex post, no, not de facto, ex post facto.
Let's see.
De facto.
And it is basically an ex post de facto law, meaning that Congress criminalizes something only after you did it already. So basically what they are saying is that there is first of
insurrection, incitement to insurrection is actually a crime.
Now, listen, it's a crime, but we're going to go ahead and make it a law.
So they're not just criminalizing it.
The thing
after.
Is, if this is your theory and you have this much trouble articulating it, it should be a red flag that theory is not quite ready for prime time.
Right.
I'm not
buying that there
this.
Is
the Constitution did not outlaw preparation.
So basically what they are saying is that there is, first of all, that he is no longer under the jurisdiction of the Senate, being a former president. And also.
He was indicted while still president.
Yes.
The. Trial is happening after he has left office.
Ooh, someone's been on the internet.
Jurisdiction of the Senate, being a former president, and also that they have put rules on him that were post whatever action they think that he took, and said, "Oh yeah, that's wrong, and we're gonna go ahead and hold you accountable legally for that." And so that is a strategy that they have, and it is called singling someone out for punishment rather than enacting a law. The U.S.
What an idiot.
Wait a second. This person has obviously spent a lot of time researching this and went on TV or some media platform to say this. You're saying she doesn't know what post de facto is?
Post de facto. Pray with us live on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12:15 Eastern.
I forgot. This is the prayer internet network.
Intercessors
okay.
for America.
Shame on all of you people. I do you have kids? Are these people don't reproduce, correct?
Are you kidding me? They're cranking out.
Please stop it. Quit it.
Let's go to their about page.
Oh, okay.
Intercessors for America is a 501c3 ministry organization and was founded in 1973 when God impressed upon the hearts of a group of godly, respected men the necessity of prayer and fasting.
Wait a second. You can't believe this. This is crazy.
The nation was experiencing a plethora of problems. The Watergate scandal, Vietnam War,
a plethora.
Arab oil embargo, Roe versus Wade, and a growing acceptance of drug use and other challenges were changing the way Americans lived and thought. A group of Christians at a teaching conference in Florida.
Oh, damn.
Focused on, quote, prayer for the nation.
Florida.
God.
Florida, Florida.
The group became the Intercessors for America.
Right. How the fuck did Michigan get an emergency manager and we didn't? I don't understand.
God's word instructs us to pray regularly for those in authority over us. According to 1 Timothy 2:1-4, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people.
Okay.
Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and for all who are in authority so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity.
Respect my authority! You said this authority is, like Cartman.
It did. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. This is from the New Living Translation, so this may be heresy.
What about the verse where Cartman says, "Get away from my turkey pot pie, kitty"?
Their goals. Oh, three bullet points.
Oh, okay.
To inform praying Christians about national, state, and local prayer concerns.
One.
To connect Christians.
I love it.
I hate when this happens in a voiceover. You just lose it. To connect Christians, move to intercessory prayer with like-minded intercessors.
Two.
Intercessory. There you go. To grow and mobilize the number of Christians regularly interceding.
That's three, Pat.
On national, state, and local issues.
Oh, shit. That's the scary one, right?
How do we do it? Monthly prayer letters.
Oh.
And weekly prayer alerts.
Okay.
They publish from their headquarters in Purcellville, Virginia.
Purcellville. Beep, beep, beep. I got me a prayer alert.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. These scriptures have undergirded the prayer mobilization of Intercessors of America since its founding.
You guys are great at the prayer, obviously, but the communicating what the shit you're talking about, what does that mean?
What we believe, the Nicene Creed.
The Nicene Creed, I was going to mention that as well. The Nicene Creed is undergirded. We shall not bow.
I think the Catholics call a different version of this the Apostles' Creed.
Oh. Yeah, the Apostles' Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
No,
we believe in
wrong.
One Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of God. Well, I'm reading from what they write.
No. That's not the bullshit I said as the Apostles' Creed.
I can't help, God the Father. I can't help your Methodist heresy.
How is that? We believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Of all that is seen and unseen is what it says here.
I've never heard of that. That is bullshit.
I think the Catholics say that.
Well, it's not what. That's not true. You're going to hell. I'm sorry.
Light from light, true God from true God. Oh, we didn't say that, I don't think. Oh, wait, yeah, we did.
No, that's Lord of the Rings.
Through him all things were made for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary.
From
her vagina. Where nary a sperm had touched, had caressed.
The only part of this that you may find any pleasure from, you're not going to actually have it. You're just going to, one day you're going to wake up pregnant. You know? You probably wouldn't even enjoy it.
Oh, we gotta get going.
I don't know. What a horrible thing. You know what I mean? Like, the way Jesus was... I mean, like, God, did God ask Mary if she wanted to carry a baby, or did he just put it in there? I mean, that's rape.
I thought Gabriel showed up and said, "Hey, you're pregs." Congrats.
That is not consent.
Here's a message from the Lord.
No one, she never consented.
We don't know that.
All of a sudden she's pregnant? I'm just saying. She didn't know.
Sure.
Okay.
We got to get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Get the fuck outside. Thank you.
Right.
Join us tomorrow for Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll have, I'll find the history of the Apostles' Creed.
Oh, yes.
and we'll go through all that shit.
Apollo Creed.
I probably won't.
Right.
Let me find my musica.
Oh, we orchestra. Ready your instruments. Raise your bows.
Thanks for joining us back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live, always available. Yay. At your favorite podcasting application or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on RatedRComedy.com, RatedRComedy on the Twitter, RatedRComedy on the Instagram, and the same on the Facebook and the TikTok.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good evening, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We'll
Scroll Guard is disposable and washable, so you can stay clean every time.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.